السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق، أولم يكفي بربك أنه على كل شيء شهيد. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The Gnostics and the Ethicists, علماء الأخلاق and العرفانيون, they contend that the entire cosmos system is based on unity and harmony, not only at the macro level but also on the micro level, on the human level too. There is harmony, congruity, and an accord between the person and his or her behavior. And they contend that the behavior is like a mirror reflecting the inner being, the inner soul. Whatever you find outside has roots inside, does not come from vacuum. The behavior, the actions, the sayings, they emanate from the inside, the inner self. So there is a harmony between the inner and the outer. When you see something beautiful outside, then this beauty is embedded in the soul, in the character, in the nafs of the person. When you see something unpleasant, again, it goes back to the inner self. It has been troubled, upset, so it reflects in a bad way. They say that every outer expression, it means that there is an inner attribute corresponding to it. When someone is merciful, someone is compassionate, someone is thoughtful, this is the reflection of his inner soul. Inner soul has embraced the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The inner soul has firm belief and fellowship of Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion. So this deep feeling inside is reflected in his or her manners and behaviors outside, with their families, with their children, with their neighbors, with their friends. The same thing when it comes to the outer peace and confidence and stability that and firmness that someone enjoys in this life. It emanates or emanate from the inner trust and inner confidence that ones have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the major results of having faith, true faith, real faith, genuine faith. The more you have a healthy relationship with your Lord, with your Creator, with your Sustainer, the more stability, psychological, spiritual stability you're going to enjoy in this life. And that is exactly the meaning and the interpretation of this verse in the Holy Quran. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Only with God's remembrance, only with God's fellowship, we can find true peace, true self-confidence in this life, true stability in this life. Unlike and contrary to that, when someone is disturbed, someone is imbalanced in his life, in his or her life, unstable, again, that is the reflection of the inner disstability, the inner disturbance that a person has. It is something deep inside. Especially when the behavior consists and continues, then it means that the self, the nafs, has something wrong with it. Again, this has been reaffirmed in the Quran. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. The fujur of the self, of the nafs, of the soul, the disturbance of it is reflected on our outer life, reflected on our relationships with others. وَتَقْوَاهَا also, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. The piety of the self, the richness of the self, the firmness of the self is also reflected in what we say, in how we deal, even in how we understand others, let alone relating to them, even in how we perceive others. How do you perceive others? Do you perceive them as a friend, as a humans, or you always perceive them as enemies? This has to do with your nafs. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Indeed, the real success is when we put this soul under control and we nurture it. We nourish it in a good way, not in a bad way. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Indeed, the real falah and success and prosperity and a triumph is when we work on the soul. And if we abandon the soul, we get engaged with other things, we think that are other things that are more important than our soul, then of course, وَقَدْ خَاب. خَاب comes from خَيْبَ, disappointment and loss. You're going to lose. You're going to realize one day, after 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, that you did not take care of your soul. And then you see the failure in all aspects of your life. In all aspects of your life. Because you did not work on your soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your foundation, the soul is our foundation. Is important. أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى تَقْوًا in Surah At-Tawbah. أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى تَقْوًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانِ خَيْرٌ أم من أسس بنيانه على شفا جرف هار فانهار به في نار جهنم. Your foundation, your family foundation, your moral, your ethical, your business foundation, your societal foundation has to be based على تقوى من الله ورضوان. A piety, the self-conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is in my life. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. He's always observing, he's always listening. Before we write, before we speak, before we buy, before we sell, before we say anything, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. This is taqwa. This is the meaning of taqwa. Piety. على تقوى من الله. These are the two foundational bases for success in this life. And definitely, if a person is successful in this life, he or she must be successful in the next. There is no separation between this and that. Because this is الدنيا مزرعة الآخرة. It's the plantation for the آخرة. It's the highway for the آخرة. If you get into the right highway here, you will end up in the right place there. If we get into the wrong highway here, you are not going to get into the right one there. The journey begins from here. I was reading an article 2 days ago. It was a task force recommendation to the doctors and physicians in America. This is just 2 days ago. It says that there is a rampant sign in depression in children, in young people here in America, teenagers between the age of 12 through 18. Therefore, they were urging the doctors to screen the children at this age, to screen them for depression. And the same study says that 17% of high school students in the United States have seriously considered suicide. 17% of them. High school students, not college, not university, not, you know, master program or PhD program. Those are high school kids. 17% of them, they considered committing suicide. And 8% of them, they attempted suicide. Why a person who's 15 and 16, does he have mortgage he cannot afford? Or insurance that he has to pay? Or bills waiting for him? Or his ships are in the hurricane in the middle of the Pacific or Atlantic? What does they have? They have nothing. But they suffer from something even worse. Spiritual emptiness. Spiritual emptiness. They don't have. They don't have this connection with Allah. All what they think when they replace Allah with partying, with smoking, with drugs, with drinking, with Super Bowl, these things are more important than Allah. Then the result is 17% of them, they think and contemplate about committing suicide. And this is not only in America, my friends. In Muslim countries, we have the same. In Muslim societies, we have the same. Allah does not say only the non-Muslims are susceptible to these emotional, psychological disturbances. No, even the Muslims who do not practice. Or Muslims who practice wrongly, not rightly. Muslims who take religion as mechanical task. Salat only mechanical, not spiritual. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. They pray, but they don't know why they pray. They pray 5 times a day, but they don't enjoy it, they don't understand it. They don't commit to the principles and the teachings of their prayers. They will have the same result. They will have the same result. So, it is the voidness, spiritual voidness, that results in such deep disturbances, even for the young ones. The young ones who are supposed to be happy and super happy. But imagine 17% of them, they contemplate of taking their own lives. They become very frustrated because that there is disconnection. Disconnection. The router is not working. The router with Allah is not working. There is disconnection. And the job of the parents and the elders and the teachers and the imams and the speakers and the caretakers is to guide them. Our job is to guide them. The real life is this life, not partying and drinking. Don't waste your time there. Partying and drinking will send you into the wrong direction. It will bring up wrong results, catastrophic results in your life. Connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are seeking for a friendship, Allah is the best friend. And once you build this bridge of understanding and a friendship with Him, He will facilitate the life for you. He will find you the best people on earth to be your friends too. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bil sabr. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. Many people in this community, in our community and others are preparing for Sunday, Valentine's Day. There is nothing wrong with having a day to reaffirm and renew and refresh your relationship with those that you love. Nothing wrong with that. But my comment is on what sort of gift one's must present to his or her sweetheart on such an occasion. It's okay to bring chocolates. I welcome chocolates. And flowers. But there is something more meaningful than these physical items. The best gift one can present to his lover, to his sweetheart, is good akhlaq and good manners. To reflect on our behavior with our families, with our friends, with our children, to make self-evaluation and self-assessment of how we are treating them. Are we good husbands, good wives, good parents, good children? And try to fix these. Allah has given us the ability, the flexibility, the dynamism to change ourselves, to change it to the better. So, nothing in this life is more important than human relations, my friend. The essence of this life, the essence, the core essence of this life
is the human relations. Relations between us and others. This is what remains, and others, they go away. Relationships. During your life and after your death. People are going to judge you according to your relations, your manners, the way you deal, the way you relate to people around you. And love, my friends, is not created by a box of chocolate or a bouquet of flowers. The love and the hate both, they have reasons. They do not come from vacuum. They come when you experience someone, experience the goodness. How love is created? When you experience the goodness in that individual, in that person. When you see acts of sacrifice, acts of forgiveness, acts of support, acts of tolerance and generosity from that person, then you start loving him or her slowly, slowly. You build this trust, you build this love, you build these feelings slowly, slowly. The same thing, hate is not created overnight. Many husbands, they come to me and they say, my wife, she hates me. I tell them, why she hates you? He says, I don't know. I say, no, you know. Don't lie to me. You know why she hates you. You have to confess. When you say you don't know, then you are denying it, then it's impossible to fix this relationship. When you deny it, when you deny your wrongdoings, it's not a good way of trying to fix it. You are exacerbating this relationship, this bad relationship. You have to acknowledge why she hates you. Hate is not built overnight. Someone does not wake up in the morning and all of a sudden he loves someone else or he hates someone else. This has a history. It has a history, long history, bitter history. So you have to confess. Because certain elements are missing from your relationship, missing from your marriage. You have to bring it back. You have to restore it. This marriage is broken because certain elements are broken. Bring it back. And nothing is better than speaking good. But not just a speech. Speech which is followed by what? Actions too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in general, if you want to be good, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak nice to the people. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي. Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Advise them, direct them to say to my servants, to those who love me, say to them, say the best that you have. Don't say the worst. We have the choice. We have the choice. I know sometimes at the time of anger, we lose this choice. Because at the time of anger, emotions overcome reason and aql. So we lose this choice. And therefore, when we lose the choice, we use what is worse, not what is ahsan. So we have to maintain the calm, the peace, so we can say the ahsan. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. رب كلمة جلبت نقمة وأزالت نعمة. Sometimes you say a word that brings indignation. A word, a sentence. Some people say, I didn't do anything. I just said this to her. I said this to him. This, which you think it's nothing, it's very big. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, this sentence or this word that you said, جلبت نقمة, brings indignation to you. And سلبت, it will take away the ni'mah, the blessing away from you. Because of a small sentence. Luqman alayhi salam says to his son, وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't turn your face from people in scorn. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَ. Do not walk in the land on earth in insolence. Don't be arrogant when you walk. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. وَقْصُدْ فِي مَشِّكٍ. When you walk, Walk moderately, with moderate pace. وَقْصُدْ فِي مَشْيِكْ وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ. When you speak to your friends, lower your voice. Do not dictate, do not impose, do not threaten, do not intimidate. وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَيْدِ. I believe the best gift we can present on Valentine's Day is to take some time, whether you are married for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, or you are intending to get married soon, think of what is the best gift I can present to my sweetheart. Sometimes it really breaks my heart when I say people in their 60s and 70s, they get divorced. I get shocked when they come to me asking for, petitioning for divorce. And they've been married for 40 years, sometimes 50 years. 50 years. 50 years, the result of 50 years of sharing this life is to separate yourself from each other. Are you young? Do you want to remarry again? Do you want to go to partying and nightclubs to find another spouse? The only one who is ready to marry you is Israel, alayhi salam. So think of how to maintain this relationship, to protect this relationship, to face Allah. To face Allah. من أراد أن يلقى الله. The hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. من أراد. Whoever who wishes to stand before Allah with a bright face, طاهراً مطهراً, refined, clean, فَلْيَلْقَهُ بِزَوْجٍ. You stand with Allah, with your spouse. Not just yourself, you and your spouse before Allah. To keep the marriage strong and healthy and moving forward, to give a good example to your children, to your family members, to your community members. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين ومن على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج قائدنا وإمام زماننا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد